Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Ask this question. I heard someone say this, but I asked this question before. Are we facing the same devil that Jesus faced? And you all know. Some of you have heard it. No, we're not. We're not facing the same enemy that Job faced.
Amen.
If we take it back, I just want to kind of put a little bit of history in a nutshell here. I like to believe it this way. There's a gap theory between verse 1 of Genesis and verse 2. Where Lucifer waged war in the third heaven.
Amen.
And was cast out.
Amen.
And we did a study on this in our school of stature on the subject of in the beginning. And we kind of broke it down. In the book of Job, Job is an amazing book. God gave him such insight, but Job described what the universe was look like. He called it a house. He explained what it looked like and how it housed and where the north was, the sides of the north, all this stuff. He explained this. But when Lucifer rebelled and he was cast out, all of creation was thrown into darkness. And the earth became his watery grave. He was cast out. This is before man's creation. So there was darkness. So in verse 2 it says, darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, why was there water? Why was there deep? Well, Job explained that. The parameters of creation were frozen. You read it in Job. I'm not going to get too detailed about that. But the parameters of creation were frozen. And it looked like, the universe looked like a house. With a roof, with a ceiling. And Job talks all about this. With a ceiling and everything, and God was in the sides of the north. See, you can say, we can say north is this way, but down in Australia, they're saying north is that way.
Amen.
So we don't really have any true north, but God knows north.
Amen.
And the edges of creation were frozen. Frozen. So when Lucifer rebelled, and God had him thrown out. The fire, God caused fire to melt all that was housing creation. See, God is not in creation. Creation's in him. He dwells in a place called everlasting or eternity, which is outside. See, nothing created can dwell outside of creation. That's why the best we can do is heaven. Because we were created. And so heaven, the highest heaven, that's the best we can do. Only God dwells in eternity. Not even angels.
Amen.
They don't dwell there. The best they can do is heaven too.
Amen.
And the universe. But when there was rebellion, God melted all the ice. And it froze. And everything went dark. How long? I don't know. Maybe a long time. But then when he began to recreate, in the beginning God created heaven and earth, and the earth was without, and then it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Why darkness? That was the watery grave, the prison of the fallen ones.
Amen.
It was their prison. So you find on the second day when God began to restore things, he said everything he saw was good except one thing. Read it. One time he didn't say, and he saw that it was good.
Amen.
That's when he cleared the atmosphere. The heavens were clear. Now the fallen ones could come into the atmosphere.
Amen.
And so God didn't say that was good. Now overall, everything God did was good, but he didn't say that was good. And it was the reason being because the devils. All right. So we see God. Now they came and inhabited that the earth realm. When Adam was created, Some people say Adam, it was about 5.5 hours before Adam fell, once he was created. I don't agree with that. Because it takes you more than 5 hours to name all them animals. 550,000 species of animals in 5 hours. I don't know about that. So some say it was 150 years before they fell. Can I throw something at you? See, I know a lot of y'all ain't ready for this, so I have to be very careful. Eve was not celestial as Adam was.
Amen.
Eve was terrestrial.
Amen. Amen.
There's some why that was. Adam had the choice. Well, in chapter 1, we see God saying, create the man in his image and likeness and after his likeness, right? Spirit. But in chapter 2, he formed dust.
Amen.
Right? Formed the body out of dust.
Amen.
So it gave him authority in two realms.
Amen.
The celestial and the terrestrial.
Amen.
Now, I don't believe this for 1 minute that Eve had to be taken, that God had to do a surgery on Adam. I think that was plan B. Because when he did the surgery on him, well, if he was in God's likeness, God spoke things into existence. If in Adam, his mate was there, he should have spoke. But he didn't do it that way. So God says it's not good for him to be alone.
Amen, amen.
I'll make him a helpmeet. Put him to sleep and then cut him. Took a bone out. The terrestrial part.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So the enemy knows this stuff. Another thing. I'm just pointing some stuff out. I'm on the rabbit trail here. So, you know, we talk about a serpent, right? Read really what that was. That, it wasn't a snake that got in the garden.
Amen. Amen.
No, we're looking at the snake. You know, slipping around and talking. It wasn't a snake. Actually, the Hebrew word is the shining one.
Amen.
The shining one. It was Lucifer. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. It wasn't some. He didn't use a snake. It was. But I don't want to get too deep in that. I don't want to confuse you too much. But anyway, back to what I'm saying. Lucifer failed. So he deceived the woman.
Amen. Amen.
And then Adam chose.
Amen.
Think about that. He deceived her and Adam chose. Free will.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He wanted to be like the beasts.
Come on, Apostle.
Amen. Amen.
All they did was procreate and eat.
Amen. Amen.
Instinctively. So Adam was leaning toward that in his terrestrial part. This is why he chose. He chose mutiny against God. Who would choose that if he really? But he did.
Amen.
And so with that, the devil became their God. The God of the earth.
Amen.
The small God of the earth. Amen. He entered into Adam's DNA.
Amen. Amen.
He entered into DNA and started another race.
Amen.
That was separate from God, but yet he had a place in God. But he was separated from God.
Amen.
So when the devil, this is why the devil could go before the throne. This is why, though he was cast out of heaven, he could still go. He couldn't get up in heaven, but he could go to where the angels, you read it in Job, where the angels were meeting to discuss their assignments and things that they did in the earth, and the devil showed up.
Amen. Amen.
Lord said, what are you doing? He said, I'm coming from walking up and down in the earth and to and fro in it. What? He had authority that was given to him by man. So Adam, had the devil not gotten that authority, it would be Adam that would be going up to heaven.
Amen. Amen.
But because he took Adam's authority And there was no price paid for it yet. There was no redemption yet. The devil could go up in a sinful state and accuse man. And see, under that covenant then, he accused, you've had to pay the penalty. You had to pay the price. Amen. He's the accuser of the brethren. When he accused you, he would, you know, say things and accuse you before God, and then calamity, sickness, disease, all this stuff. It would happen. Because he had the right. Are y'all following me?
Amen.
Tell somebody, thank God for Jesus. See, he had the right. So this is when. How many in here fish? Somewhat. You catch the little ones. You know, when some of you guys can correct me, but I fished a couple of times. Actually, we caught a shark, about a 6-foot-long white-tipped shark. But anyway. When you put the bait out, you put the bait out, but there's a hook in it.
Yes.
So that when the bigger fish, the grouper, or whatever you're trying to catch, comes and sees that bait, it goes to bite it, but it gets hooked.
Yes.
Angels didn't know the plan of God.
Amen.
About redemption. They didn't know. Matter of fact, they're still learning things through the church right now. They didn't know this. So God wanted to expose the enemy.
Amen.
Now, this was under this covenant with Job. So he said, have you considered my servant Job?
Amen, amen.
He knew Job would stand.
Amen, amen.
But he wanted the world to begin to see the real character of this enemy that we have. So see, God initiated. He said, have you considered my servant Job? Yes.
Amen.
Because see, how many know the devil hides?
Yes. Amen.
Does his evil in darkness. So people don't understand, know what's going on. It's just the devil working.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.